Please stand by for the SORT Report, a collection of amateur radio news items from around the world.
And now this article from Q News, VK4WIA in Queensland, Australia.
United Kingdom, and with the story on His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh visiting Golf Bravo 50 and the amateur radio experience, we cross to Jeremy Boot.
On to Windsor first of all. Last Sunday, the 9th of June, the GB50 operation and amateur radio experience exhibition at Windsor Castle drew to a close. Around 5,000 members of the public visited the exhibition during the 11 days of the operation, the great majority experiencing amateur radio for the very first time. Nearly 500 visitors were able to speak on the radio and send a greetings message via amateur radio from Windsor Castle. And we hope that many of these people will go on to take a foundation license of their own and take to the air themselves.
Canada and the RAC 2002 National Convention will take place July 26, 27, 28 in Vernon, British Columbia. United States and Florida government Jeb Bush has declared June Amateur Radio Month. In a proclamation, the governor cited amateur radio's emergency communication expertise, its role in developing international relations, and in rehabilitation of the disabled. Bush extended greetings and best wishes to all, recognizing amateur radio as a valuable communications resource, and paid tribute to Florida's amateurs. World Radio Communication Conference 2003 is looking for a new location. Citing economic concerns, the Venezuelan National Commission of Telecommunications has advised the ITU Secretary General that it will be unable to host WRC-03. The conference had been scheduled to be held in Caracas next June and July. Whether it can be held on the scheduled dates in some other location is not yet known, but amateurs may rest assured that wherever and whenever the conference is held, the IARU team will be there for you. United States and the state of New York has formally recognized the more than 800 amateur radio operators who provided emergency communication following the World Trade Center disaster September 11. The resolution notes that amateurs expended more than 15,000 work hours of volunteer service for more than 2 weeks to service agencies across the state that included the New York City Office of Emergency Management, the American Red Cross, and Salvation Army.
And now this article from the ARRL audio letter, read by Rick Lynchquist and 1RL.
Martin R. Ray Burnham, the U.S. missionary pilot held captive with his wife for more than a year in the Philippines and killed during a military rescue attempt June 7th, was an amateur radio licensee, KC0DNB. Jennifer Hagee, N1TDY, has more.
Burnham, 42, from Rose Hill, Kansas, near Wichita, held a technician license issued in 1998. The circumstances of Burnham's death remain unclear. Burnham's wife, Gracia, was wounded by gunfire but was expected to recover. A Philippine nurse also died. The Burnhams had been held hostage since May 2001 by Abu Sayyaf, a Muslim extremist group. Several Philippine soldiers and rebels also were said to have died in the rescue attempt. A native of Wichita, Burnham was a graduate of Calvary Bible College and Wichita Aviation Education Center. He also completed missionary training with New Tribes Mission, which he'd served for the past 17 years. He was the son of missionary parents who have served in the Philippines since 1969. The Burnhams have 3 children, Jeff, 15, Mindy, 12, and Zach, 11. For more information, visit the New Tribes Mission website at www.ntm.org. This is Jennifer Hagee, N1TDY.
And now this article from the Amateur Radio Newsline.
And finally this week, we have reported before on Germany's World War II top secret Enigma spy machine. This was the message encoding device that gave Germany the ability to keep its military movements secret during much of the conflict. Now it appears as if a British woman actually cracked a major component of the Enigma before World War II began, but her supervisors dismissed her story as too simple. Bruce Tennant, K6PZW, picks up the story.
British newspapers have printed excerpts from the new publication titled Action This Day. The book claims that discoveries made by a female codebreaker known only as Mrs. Beebe could have opened the secrets of the encoding machine much earlier and shortened the war. In the late 1930s, the Enigma was dubbed the key to Germany's military communication system. Codebreakers, including Alan Turing, the father of the modern computer, were trying in the late 1930s to break the Enigma cipher, but they couldn't work out how the keys of the Enigma machine were wired. The book's editors, Michael Smith and Ralph Erskine, say that Mrs. Beebe suggested the Germans wired the A key to the A rotor, B to B, and so on throughout the alphabet. This theory was dismissed as too simplistic, but was later proven to be correct. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Bruce Tennant, K6PZW in Los Angeles.
The full Enigma code was finally cracked by a team of thousands of men and women, including chess masters, civil servants, and mathematical geniuses.
Believe it or not, this story from our weird and wonderful file.
This story from our good friends at Amateur Radio Newsline. Are you a ham who has trouble waking up to keep those Wee Hour DX schedules? The answer may be as close as the local store. How about an atomic time coffee maker?
No, we're not kidding. We discovered this one last week in an appliance store in the Fort Lauderdale, Florida area. It's called the Perfect Time Coffee Maker. And according to its manufacturer, Melita Salton Incorporated, it's the first such device using radio frequency reception of the atomic clock signals to keep it in sync with the National Institute of Standards and Technology's timekeeping system. Melita Salton claims that the internal clock provides accurate time right out of the box by monitoring the WWVB broadcasts from Boulder, Colorado. All the user need do is select his or her time zone, and the coffee maker does the rest. It even automatically adjusts to daylight savings time, and its internal backup batteries keep it going during short-duration power outages. Salton also says that it brews good coffee, too. And what more could any DX sound ever ask for?
This has been a production of the Southern Ontario Repeater Team. News items were gathered from other broadcasts all over the world. Until next week, 73s, and thank you for listening.